7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for us to heal ourselves. One of my favorite Van Morrison songs, and one of the great things about his concerts, if you've ever been to a Van Morrison concert, at the end, you're always asked by not by Van Morrison himself, because he doesn't talk to the audience, he only sings. He does not ever talk, he doesn't ever relate to the audience, he only, he'll just sing. So at the end of the concert, one of the people in the band will ask, have you been healed tonight? And so our healing going on today, healing takes all sizes and shapes and forms and that sort of, I like the relationship that we have with J.Q. Marr because he's a healer. And there are a lot of great things on his website. We're going to talk about the healing power of thought in just a few minutes on Good Day. It's 8 minutes after the hour.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed
her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
When you want an easier way to deal with the hassles of fraud this season, we're with you. With a debit card or credit card from Wells Fargo, you're covered with zero liability protection, which means you won't be held responsible for any unauthorized purchases or ATM transactions if promptly reported. We'll also protect your money by monitoring your account for unusual activity. And you'll be happy to know this built-in protection won't cost you a thing. Call, click, or stop by today to learn more about our zero liability protection. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
All right, 10 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Dr. J.Q. Marr, who is a, he describes himself in a number of different ways that are helpful. I think healer is a good term for you. I think that you are healing. You have thoughts that are healing. Whenever I end things and put the emphasis on the gerundive, I always think of Charlie Sheen, who was winning. But Charlie Sheen needed healing.
Healing.
As well, yeah.
You know, Charlie Sheen could use some healing.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's so great that to be back on. It's been a couple of weeks, and always it's just a delight to be back on here and just really help people awaken and realize their full potential. And I really like the word healing because what's really interesting, and this is where I put my professor cap on right now, the word heal, actually, believe it or not, and not only in English, but in many languages of the world, the word heal actually derives from the word whole, W-H-O-L-E. And so words like whole, holy, holistic, heal are all related. So what's really nice is that at a really deep level, to heal is to return back into a state of wholeness, to return back into that state of oneness of being where you feel integrated on all levels, mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual. And you know, so often in our culture, we kind of define health as the absence of disease or, you know, having a great body. Hey, I'm healthy. My cholesterol is low. It's all great. But I think what I'm trying to advance here on this part of the show and also as part of my life's passion is really to help people understand that we need to cultivate or need to really kind of advance a whole new definition of health and healing that encompasses the mind, the body, the spirit, and the soul, and the heart, and all aspects of our being. And one of the things that I would like to talk about today is just how our thoughts really play an important role and function in our health, our healing, and our happiness and wellness. And, you know, we talked about this for a while. The old adage that I've been using a lot is that our psychology creates our biology. And, you know, I've vlogged about this. We've talked about this on the show. But guess what? There's now a lot of evidence coming out from neuroscience that's substantiating this whole notion of how our thoughts, our intentions, and just how we think have a profound capacity to heal our body and also to really just create a general state of health and well-being in our life. And there's a great study that came out of Columbia University, which I'm delighted it's my alma mater out in New York. And there was a study that was done in the neuroscience department, which I'd love to share with all of you right now. And basically what they did was they took some volunteers and they hooked them up to this brain scanning machine called a PET. And basically what they did was they monitored the level of neurotransmitters or neurochemicals called opioids, which are these, which is this chemical our brain produces when we're in pain. It kind of helps to alleviate the levels of pain. It's a natural opiate that our brain produces. And so what they did was they conducted this experiment on these people, and they gave them a mild pain stimulus on the arm, which is they put a little a device that just gave us like a slight burning sensation to the arm. And of course, naturally, what happens is your brain produces these chemicals to help alleviate the pain. And so they did the experiment again, this time giving the patients, or the volunteers rather, a cream to put on their forearm, which they were told was a new drug cream that was helped to alleviate pain. And in fact, what it was just regular hand lotion that they put on these people's arms.
Sort of like a placebo. We think of placebos in the sense of pills, but this is
like probably a good word to use. That's the medical term that we use is placebo. And believe it or not, what happens, something very interesting, for about over 50% of the volunteers, when they gave them the same level of pain stimulus on the burn on the arm, more opioids were coming out of the brain than had they not had this placebo cream on their forearm. So you probably think, well, big deal. What does that tell us? What it tells us is that these people, these volunteers, just by thinking that this cream had a powerful healing capacity to numb and anesthetize that part of their body, their forearm, just that very thought helped release all these opioids from their brain into their body to help alleviate the pain.
All right. So let's go one step further with that. Mm-hmm. We're talking to Dr. Jay Kumar about the healing power of your thoughts. I have said forever, and so have many other people who follow these things a lot better than I do, that thoughts are creative things. What you think becomes your reality. Got good thoughts, and you're able to train your mind to visualize that which you want in reality. That's what works. Some people can't do it. Some people do it sometimes successfully, sometimes not. You have your own stuff to deal with, and that's all well and good. And that's sort of what makes it more interesting, because sometimes if you're a completely open sort, then you may be able to realize things better. And then it always goes back to Jay, well, if that's the case, then how come I can't win the lottery? Why do these people win the lottery? You know, stuff like that. And there's an answer to that.
Well, yeah, there is. I think, you know, I'm kind of distinguishing here maybe between things that you have control over. We may not have control over winning the lottery, but we do have control over our health. That is because it's our own body, it's our own mind. And what I'm really trying to underscore here is that the power of thought is so crucial when it comes to our general state of health and wellness and just happiness. I've talked about this before in the past. You know, happiness and health we cultivate that from within. And one of the things I'm talking about today that we can really do to really enhance and to really expand our healing journey is to understand the power of our thoughts in the process. We talked about, I don't know how much time we had now before the break, but I can talk about it more later. We talked a few weeks ago about this thing called a negative bias, and I'll recap that really quickly for our listeners and kind of touch on that maybe when we come back. We have this thing called a negative bias in our brain. It's hardwired into our neurophysiology. And basically what the best way to describe this is that, but it's really funny, this is a really appropriate quote, the mind is like Velcro when it comes to negative thoughts, but it's like Teflon when it comes to positive thoughts. And what that really means is that our brain is hardwired to hold on to the negative thoughts and programmings, and has a hard time holding on to the positive empowering thoughts.
Well, okay. Then why is that? That's something we all live with. We all go through this.
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
And so what we talked about a few weeks ago is that this was actually a survival mechanism for early humans. So if you could imagine if you were an early human and you were being chased by a dangerous animal or there was some very harmful event that happened to you, your brain had to register that as a survival mechanism. But it didn't have to store all the positive thoughts. And so it's the negative thoughts that are this relic of our old brain that continues to switch on when we have a negative thought or a negative just statement said to us. And so it takes, believe it or not, there's a study done at the University of Washington that says it takes a minimum of 5 empowering positive thoughts to outweigh or to dissolve or to outbalance, if you will, a negative thought. And so what we talked about a few weeks ago is that giving other people compliments or just empowering yourself with the power of intention, doing that on a daily basis can outweigh all the negative programming and thinking that bombards us in our life.
All right, so we'll practice that when we return with you in a few minutes' time. Dr. Jay Kumar will practice the healing power of thought, because thoughts are things. We were talking about creams and stuff. It brought me back around to thinking about the Fountain of Youth. Some people think that what we're doing is advertising a new skin cream, and that is not the case. This is a serum. It is greaseless. It is odorless. It doesn't have any of the properties except that which is necessary in this peptide to increase your skin hydration by 90%. So when you put it on, you may have seen me demonstrate it from time to time on the video side of our Doug Stephan broadcast. You go there, we are streaming video most of the time. We are today, so I'm not putting this on my face. I did earlier on because I needed a wake-up. That's what it's good for, getting rid of the wrinkles and waking you up. It's a brand-new product from beauty expert David Pollack. He's created products for some of the most prestigious companies, names, brands, creams that you've known, lotions, that sort of thing. And so he's now gone on his own, and he has this Fountain of Youth bottle waiting for you, a free trial of Fountain of Youth by going online to organicattitude.com and entering the radio code Good Day, asking for the Fountain of Youth serum. Put it on your face, make you look younger, you'll feel younger. It's all part of this whole routine that we're talking about here. Again, order your free bottle, organicattitude.com, radio code Good Day for Fountain of Youth.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought a woman with me. No woman would be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, final LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want it to this
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas. The Lost Vegas. Now available at Amazon.com.
Birthday time. Celebrate for a few minutes. I always like to have a happy time, wholesome time. What's more happy and healthy than a good birthday party? So we celebrate the birthday of the man who played Father Mulcahy on MASH. William Christopher's birthday is today. He was in MASH and After MASH and Gomer Pyle. With Six You Get Egg Roll, that kind of thing was his specialty.
Were you a MASH fan, Dougie?
Not really. I mean, I watched
I
it once
either.
In a while.
Massive MASH fan.
Really?
Huge.
Some people did. When it's season, when its time was over, largest audience ever, I think even still today, to watch the final, it was like 67 million people or something watched the last episode of MASH.
Yeah.
Up next, here is Wanda Jackson.
This is old school.
Born in the state 1937. I like this kind of country music. Wanda Jackson, Right or Wrong, Let's Have a Party, In the Middle of a Heartache. She wrote a lot of songs, including this one, but she's written a lot of songs for other people to perform, and that's where she made her biggest impact, apparently. She's 74 today. Go back to 1937, do the math. Tears Will Be the Chaser for Your Wine. Do you know this song, Jennifer? You're the country expert here.
I have no idea.
Really?
Never heard it.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Well, it's old school, isn't it?
Yeah, I've had tears in my wine before.
So let's get to Jay. Jay had two jobs. He was one of the Jays with Jay and the Americans. And we've had, I think there have been four of them. Roberta, remember that Jay, we
Went
to see Jay and the Americans.
We had such a good time that night, didn't we?
Jay, we did. Jay Wiener, Jay Black, Jay Siegel, and I don't remember the name of this guy that's the current Jay, but it's amazing how they all have such, I mean, they've had to come up with guys who had the voice that could hit these notes. He also was the lead singer of the Tokens and was responsible for Tonight I Fell in Love, Lion Sleeps Tonight, In the Midnight Hour, yada, yada, yada. So, Jay Siegel, born in the state 1939, makes him 72 today. Rick Lee, the drummer for 10 Years After. Wow, what a great, great pop song. I was still playing music when this song was a hit back in the early 70s. This thing has so much musical romance to it, Richie, as it builds crescendos.
It does, yeah.
Let's see if we can capture some of it here in a few moments. Born this day, 1945, Rick Lee from 10 Years After. Here he goes.
Population keeps on bleeding. Nation bleeding. Still more.
Not finishing his gerundas there, Doug.
No, he's not, Richie. You're right about that. But it was still a heck of a good song.
Yeah.
I don't think we have songs of this quality anymore. I really don't.
Sure.
What do you think?
I just find them. So.
Yeah, I know.
This is one.
Here's Tom Petty. 61 today, born to say 1950. He was in the Traveling Wilburys as well.
He was.
But he's best known for being the lead in the Heartbreakers. Don't Come Around Here No More. Don't Do Me Like That. stop dragging my heart around with Stevie Nicks.
The great thing is...
A couple of movies, too, yeah.
Petty has looked 161 for about 30 years.
Yeah, he doesn't look good.
So, he doesn't look worse either.
Yeah.
He never sees the age because he's always looked old.
Right. Maybe we ought to give him a little special treatment of the Fountain of Youth. What do you think?
Fun concert. Yeah, I don't think that's going to help him anymore, though. Yeah.
Next up is Al Greenwood, who's the keyboardist for Foreigner, another great pop group. How many of their songs can you name? He's 60, by the way. Feels like the first time. Cold as Ice, Hot Blooded, Double Vision. Oh, some Foreigner big hits. Happy birthday to him. Let's see here. Keith Hernandez, the baseball player's birthday is today. Mark King, is he next on the list? Or we didn't
sure.
do Melanie yet. Did we do Andrew Melanie?
Yeah, we can do Mark King. Yeah.
All right, Mark King. All right, exactly. From the group Level.
Any relation to Rodney?
This song.
No.
What's that?
Any relation to Rodney?
No, not really.
Okay.
Level Happy 42. Birthday, Eric and Mark.
The nerve of it all. A few weeks ago, I was on a plane after a nice long wait in the airport. And finally, after what seemed like ages, a stewardess came by with a snack. So small, you had to wonder, why bother? I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. The little blue bag was labeled gourmet pretzels, and they weren't all that special, but it gets worse. On the back of this tiny bag were these words, "Place the pretzel in mouth. With each crunch, be reminded of our low fares." Believe me, they weren't that low. I double-checked. So then I decided to check out something else, the answer to this question, which airlines give the best snacks for us poor passengers in the back? According to the website airlinetickets.org, Virgin America has tasty fare, an herb chicken and Parmesan cheese wrap, a spinach and strawberry salad, and chocolate. Continental serves baked on board cookies. And if you're flying further than 600 miles on Delta, you can buy a fruit and cheese plate and some Ben & Jerry's ice cream. Check out some yummy airline food pictures and ratings on the links on our website. Singapore Airlines gets very high marks for its lobster thermidor. You've got to fly first class to get that, and you can pick a special wine to go with it. The company's calamari and shrimp dish looks good, too, for those of us who squish into economy for a cheaper fare. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Big during the PetSmart Fall Festival of Savings. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on select Dimes dog food and 30 to 40 pound bags. And look for specially marked Dimes bags with over $55 worth of coupons inside. Good on Iams and other great products. Don't miss these great fall deals on Iams right now, only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through October.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Now 33 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer and Rich and Roberta and Dr. Jay Kumar. Check out his website, Jay Kumar. It's JayKumar.com. We're discussing the healing powers of your thoughts. So bringing people around. The sad reality is that as much as we'd like, Jay, everybody to listen to every word that we say, it's not the case. So, and sometimes when we talk about what we did a week or two or three ago, I don't want to leave the people in the dust who were not around a couple of weeks ago. So let's bring people around to how it is that we focus on these things called thoughts.
Yeah.
A little bit more of the background so that folks understand how powerful their thoughts are and how you get yourself away from the negative thinking. What you explained a few minutes ago, I found to be the most fascinating, and it's a thread that we've been on off and on here. The reason that people are the way they are is because of how we were developed. And what's fascinating about that is that we would maintain, you think that your brain would be sort of a blank slate. When you come in, you're learning things from the very beginning. As a baby, you learn about touch and smell and the senses in general. And then we learn words, and we learn how to think, and we learn how to study, and we learn how to love, and we learn how to laugh, and we learn all of these things. What I think I'm hearing you say is that much of that is already a part of the programming of the brain when you are trying to program it to the here and now. I've never heard that before. It fascinates me because, again, you have maybe that's, however, a reference back to the thing that some people have done successfully, regressing. If you go into hypnosis and you can go live past lives, I think that's sort of, in a sense, what we're talking about. What has your brain been programmed before? What do you bring with you into this life? That's a part of your brain.
I want to clarify. The website is actually drjkumar.com, and listeners can actually go to my Facebook at Dr. Jay Kumar and read the full blog article and the full link to the experiment that I was talking about at Columbia University on my Facebook page. But I want to maybe just elaborate more on what Doug just said. The human brain is so powerful. There's a great quote by Dr. Ross, who's a colleague over at UCLA over here at the Brain Research Institute, who says, "The ultimate creative capacity of your brain may be, for all practical purposes, infinite." I kind of take it, I meant that, I kind of, edit that in my own phrase by saying the ultimate healing capacity of our brain may be, for all practical purposes, infinite. And so what I mean by that is that we all have the power to heal ourselves. And we do this, one way we can do this, through our thoughts. And yes, we do have this thing called a negative bias that's hardwired into our brain, but we have to also understand that most who we are and who we are right here, right now, is largely due to the programmings and the thoughts and the beliefs that we have about who we are. We all create our own stories. And so if you create a story about your life saying, I'm a loser, I'm not good at this, people don't like me, I'm not successful, and guess what? We now actually know that the more of those thoughts that you focus on, you begin to create what's called a neural net in your brain that hardwires those thoughts into your brain physiology. And so you live and perpetuate those stories all the time. So how do we break that? That's what I really want to talk about here, because that really is the most important thing to understand, is that, you know what, despite what other people may have told you, despite what you may think about yourself, all of that is just a story. And what really is true, and going back to what Doug was saying earlier, all of us are born as babies to, you know, as powerful beings. We're not, you know, we really need to understand that the power of our thoughts and our brain dictate who we are. And if we can just understand and begin to cultivate and maybe use the power of intentionality or the power of self-promoting the aspects of ourselves that are empowered and more complete and whole, by telling ourselves, I'm a good person, I'm powerful, I'm healthy, I am whole, I can do anything that I want. These kind of thoughts, they take practice to do, because we have been so programmed into, from our culture or from our media, thinking that we're less than. And that really is not the case. We are powerful beings. We can do anything that we want. And the most powerful tool that we have in our repertoire for healing is the power of our thoughts and our intentions. And how we use them is the key to our ultimate health and happiness.
All right. So the hardwired in the brain thing, mm-hmm. has me, I'm stuck on that. I don't know whether Roberta or the rest of you are or not. I'm pretty sensitive. I'm pretty aware. I hope it doesn't sound wrong. I'm pretty smart when it comes to this stuff, in terms of at least knowing and believing in the philosophy that you are espousing. But what I'm having a hard time understanding is the fact that this is hardwired. What I understand the brain to be in terms of hardwiring is you are born with the autonomic, what do they call it, nervous system, which makes you breathe, your heart beats, the things that are involuntary, the muscles and the parts of your body that work and have to work without you thinking about them.
So maybe a better phrase to use, maybe it's soft-wired into our brain. There's something.
Well, how is it wired at all? How is it transferred? And I don't want to get stuck on this necessarily, because it may not be the point, but it's fascinating to conceive that this stuff would be hardwired
way that our autonomic nervous system helps us to go into what's called fight or flight mode when we're in trouble or in panic.
Yep.
You know, there's the automatic nervous system. We have this capacity that when we're in a dangerous situation, our body will release adrenaline. Our body will release cortisol into our blood system to help us, to help our muscles move faster and to help us escape a really challenging situation. Well, it's interestingly enough, the same thing happens in our psychology as well. When a negative experience happens to us, or let's say if you're an early human and you had a really negative, challenging experience, your brain had to remember and restore that memory in order to know that that's a dangerous situation. Don't go swimming in the ocean when there's sharks in there, or, you know, when you're being chased by a lion or a dangerous animal. Your brain had to remember that and store that. And then retrieve that information in order to survive, in order to not have the experience happen again. So that's what we call in neuroscience a negative bias. And unfortunately, that has continued on
right.
up to present day into our lives, that survival mechanism, in the same way that the survival mechanism of our autonomic nervous system switches on when we're in fight or flight mode, but you know what? That same autonomic nervous system switches on when we're stuck in traffic, when we're about to go into delivering maybe giving a speech or in some stressful situation. Your life's not in danger, but your brain thinks that this is a life-threatening situation. So the same process occurs. The same analogy holds true when you have a negative thought. Your brain cannot distinguish, is this a life-threatening memory or life-threatening situation, or not. And so, but here is the good news, and this is what I really want us to focus on. Despite the fact that we have this negative bias soft-wired into our neurophysiology, we also have the capacity to outdo that by using the power of our thoughts to set an intention or to set a tone or to set a message to ourselves.
So the bottom line, let me get to the bottom line in the interest of time. We have the ability to do it. Now the magic question here, which is always the question when it comes to this sort of thing, as a service to the people who are listening to this, it isn't that we know we're getting, and we would, I think, draw fairly easily the conclusion that you got to do it. The magic question is how.
How? Yes. Mm-hmm. So here is one great thing that I tell people to do to my clients. I do this to myself even. I wake up every morning, and regardless of what's going on, I always take a minute and set my intention for the day, or it's a daily intention. And my intention goes like this. I wake up this morning feeling empowered, inspired, whole, healthy, and complete.
Some people call them affirmations.
Affirmation, that's another great word as well. Affirmation or even prayer.
So repeat again, it's prayer and affirmation, all of these things, intention, same thing.
Same thing, same, yep. Just different words for the same process. And basically to wake up in the morning and either saying it out loud or just thinking it. I am powerful, I am inspired, I am whole, I am complete. And there's nothing and I can do anything that I set my intention to. And when you begin to really embody this, when you begin to really know that this is who you are, you're not your stories, you're not your dramas. Mm-hmm. You are a powerful being. You can do anything that you want. All the thoughts and programs that have been bombarded into you or have been imprinted into you are just that. Just stories, and we can create our own story. We have the power to do that every moment in our life.
What is the percentage of men versus women that do this?
Ah, that's a good question. I don't really know, but I would imagine, and I don't want to sound sexist when I say this, but I think women have a better time doing this than men.
Yeah.
For two reasons. One, I think, is that they're more developed in their emotional centers of the brain. Women tend to have stronger emotional centers, that part of the brain tends to be more developed. And women tend to have more, the word is integration between both hemispheres of the brain. Some men can do it, but a lot of men just don't believe in the power of who, I should probably rephrase that. Men have a more challenging time because their brain physiologists are hardwired a little differently
than
men.
Let's just say they're dopes, Jay. Let's just use that word.
Men are dopes, is that what you just said?
Yeah, let's just use that.
Okay. I was trying to be PC about all the guys here. It's all the guys here. But, yeah, basically
I'm different
what
than
it
Rich.
Is that
my ability to do this is
who we are, our gender, we can all do this.
You're definitely more sensitive than I am, Doug. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think you play at not being sensitive. I think you're very sensitive.
In fact,
I think you are very much different. You want people to think of you one way, and you are, in fact,
is that what it is?
You have changed over the years.
If I were really so sensitive, why would I care what people think?
Well, because it isn't that you care what people think. It is just what you're hardwired to drink beer and look to eat flesh off of a grill.
That's right.
Well, you know what's interesting? Women tend to internalize the feelings more than men do. It's just part of the way their brain structures are.
Yeah.
Women tend to make decisions and tend to see life more, I guess, holistically. They really integrate both parts of their brain hemispheres and really integrate all centers of their brain, the emotional centers as well as the rational thinking centers. And for men, for better or for worse, I'm not putting a judgment on this, men tend to function more in the rational part of their brain and tend not to be so connected to the emotional centers. But that can change.
In the best,
we can all cultivate more. I guess the bottom line here is to really underscore that the ultimate capacity of our brain is infinite. Our thoughts, our intentions, our stories, the stories that we tell ourselves have a profound influence on who we are. And the bottom line here is to wake up in the morning and set that affirmation, that intention, I am powerful, I am whole, I am complete, I am empowered, I can do anything that I want, and the universe conspires for my greatest good.
So we're back around full circle to where we started in our conversation this hour with Dr. Jay Kumar, the wholeness, if you will, wholeness, healing, those words that go together, as he explained early on, bring us into an understanding of what you have said. Thoughts are things. Focus on what you're thinking. Focus on what you're saying. Focus on how you're acting. Check it all out. DrJKumar.com. Jay, great to have you here as usual. It's 13 before the hour on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Big Bang TBS. Big Bang Theory on TBS.
Big Bang,
Bang.
TBS.
Big Bang Theory on TBS.
Very funny.
Smart
equals sexy.
Yes.
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 Bazinga.
Big Bang Theory on TBS.
You're in my spot.
Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Thursday night.
Yes.
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 The Big Bang Theory
on TBS.
Very funny.
51 minutes past the hour, or 9 before if you prefer, on Doug's Good Day.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
A wild scene in Zanesville with questions of how it happened and how to prevent it from happening again. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. At one point yesterday, there was a sign along the road in Muskingum County, Ohio, that read, Caution, Exotic Animals. A total of 56 of these animals on the loose. Authorities issuing this warning to area residents.
If you do see some of these animals, please take caution. Call us. Get a good description.
All of those animals were released from a game preserve near Zanesville, where the owner of that preserve, identified as Terry Thompson, had apparently committed suicide after opening the gates. A total of 56 exotic animals were on the loose. All have now been accounted for, with local Sheriff Matt Lutz detailing the list of the animals that had been shot and killed.
One wolf, six black bears, two grizzly bears, nine male lions, eight lionesses, one baboon, three mountain lions, and 18 tigers.
For a while yesterday, a monkey was missing, but later was found to have been eaten by another of the larger animals. Just 7 of the 56 animals were recovered alive. Animal expert Jack Hanna expressed his feelings about what happened.
My heart aches for these animals, but also our hearts can be aching today for a lot of people that could have lost their lives if it hadn't been for this man and his people back here.
Questions are now being raised about Ohio's lack of strict regulations against owning exotic animals, regulations that are in place in several other states. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
You're stranded by the side of the road. It's raining, 1 a.m, and your car has a flat tire. Too bad your motor club membership expired years ago. Who can you call for help? Allstate wants everyone to be protected on the road. So before this happens to you, give them a call. Because right now, Allstate is giving every driver in America a free lifetime membership and good hands roadside assistance just for calling. You don't even have to be an Allstate customer. You'll get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. So down the road, when you need help, you'll know you're in good hands.
Call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today and get a lifetime membership in good hands roadside assistance absolutely free. You can't afford not to call. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
On Wall Street, a weak economic outlook from the Federal Reserve sent stocks lower yesterday. The Dow lost 72 points, closing at 11,505. S&P and NASDAQ down as well. Oil prices dropped $2.23 a barrel, finishing at $86.11. They don't call it the Windy City for nothing. High winds and huge waves along Chicago's lakefront. John Loftus is a student at Loyola University near the lake. He saw the waves.
I can't tell exactly how big they are because I'm up 12 stories, but from here, they still look pretty big.
How big? Forecasters say those waves could build to as high as 25 feet and cause lots of flooding. A lakefront flood warning, along with a wind warning, in effect until later today. Well, we've heard plenty about Bank of America recently announcing plans to charge as much as $5 a month to use debit cards. One in three people telling Research Intelligence Group pollsters they would leave their banks if there's a fee for using debit cards. More than 4 in 10 said they will use cash or credit cards in response to these debit card fees. World Series Game 1 in St. Louis. The Cardinals taking the opener 3-2 over the Texas Rangers at Busch Stadium. Game 2 tonight in St. Louis. And finally, at the American Academy of Pediatrics National Conference in Boston earlier this week, Casey Gittleman and Eleanor Bishop presented their findings from research done that shows both young children and teachers have trouble differentiating between certain medicines and candy. What makes this research especially noteworthy is that Casey and Eleanor are seventh graders. Casey says both of her parents are physicians, and she had heard stories of problems involving medicines that seemed to masquerade as candy.
This project was originally for the science fair. And I wanted to do a project that involved candy and pediatrics, so I decided to combine the two topics.
Yes, originally a science fair project, these two girls asked 30 teachers and 30 kindergarten students to go through 20 items and pick out which were candies and which were medicine. 25% of the students and 20% of the teachers had trouble identifying which was which. And Casey said she also found out many people allow easy access in their homes to medicines.
When we surveyed the teachers and the students and asked them if they locked up their medicines, 78% of the people said that they didn't.
Again, 78% said they did not lock up their medicines. Some science project conducted by 2 seventh graders and likely future Nobel Prize winners. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.